bring up my good friend, Dr. Luis Arriaza.
Okay. Was he amazing, yes or no? Honestly, does he not look spectacular or what? I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but does this man just not look spectacular or what? Like off the runway from Italy, Europe, I don't know what it is. Okay? So I want to publicly thank Dr. Corey for changing my life. I've always been very coachable, and I've had a mentor for 20 years. And when my first mentor stepped out, it was kind of scary for a little bit. But I knew I'm very faithful, and I knew God was going to place somebody in my life. And I didn't know it was going to be that quick, though. And God placed him in my life, and God gave him exactly what I needed at the time. And we are grateful. Yes, I am indebted to this man. He serves because he's a servant. He loves because he's a lover. And most importantly, he cares because he has a tremendous heart. Please give Dr. Corey a round of applause.
Thank you. Do it now.
Thank you.
Knock it out.
Thank you. Wow, this is incredible. How are you feeling? Okay, so the theme is to live out loud, right? Let's get loud, yes? So let's hear you get loud. What side can be the loudest? Let's see this side. Go. All right. How about this side right here? How about right here in the middle? There you go. How about on this side? Oh, dang. All right. Okay, we know who won. I want to begin by saying that today is my wife and my anniversary. No, not our marriage anniversary. It's our longevity anniversary. 3 years ago, yesterday, March 25th of 2012, we signed contract with longevity. March 25th of 2012, we were parked at McDonald's, looking at each other, not knowing what we were going to do for a split second. And as God is our witness, amazing, unbelievable, Steve Wallach called at that moment, exactly at that moment. Talk about intercession. He called, he says, I know what happened. We're still open for both of you. Come on down. We went down, we signed contract, still unsure, just like some of you here are today, a little uncertain, yes or no, to be honest. You've come here, you've invested money, You've caught the plane, you've driven. Some of you have driven a long ways. There's people that have driven all the way from Mexico to get to this point. Some of you have invested maybe all of your money to get to this point. I know how you feel. This message right now is for those of you. See, there's some here that are making great money. It's easy to feel good when you're making good money. It's easy to feel good when you're paying your bills. It's easy to feel good when everyone's hugging you and kissing you and just things are working out. It's not easy to feel that way when you're depressed, when things aren't working out, when you've been out of luck for a while. And that's where we were 3 years ago. I had a call from Bill Andreoli, and he said, I need to be at this convention. We had no money 3 years ago. And when I say no money, we had no money 3 years ago. So we borrowed a credit card. And we went to Florida, Orlando, Florida. And we sat way in the back, just like some of you. And we felt miserable. We didn't like it at all. Because we saw all these beautiful people come up here and hug and kiss and all these great stories and checks and rings and jackets. And we weren't part of that culture. We didn't know what that meant. But we still came. Sometime after that is when we hit another lull in our network marketing life. I was doing a one-on-one, and now I can share this. I promised myself that I was going to share this story when we were on the other side. Who here does one-on-ones? Okay, well, we all need to do one-on-ones. I think all of you guys should be raising your hands. I was doing a one-on-one, And with this gentleman that I had been working on for a while, this prospect, and I'm at a Panera Bread, really focused on this one-on-one, and all of a sudden I hear an alarm in the parking lot. Woo, 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 woo. I'm not paying attention because I'm focused on my one-on-one. And the alarms is just going off. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm really focused on this one-on-one. I'm about to tell him how he can make money. You know, I'm going to lead him to the promised land and all that good stuff. And then one of the waitresses walks in and she says, "Who owns a black Escalade?" I own a black Escalade. She's like, "You better go out right now." I'm thinking, well, what's going on? Did they break into it? I walk out to the parking lot and they're repossessing my car. During a one-on-one. And, yes. And the guy walks out behind me, right? My prospect. So, and if you've ever had your car repossessed, and I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but if you've ever had your car repossessed, right? Okay, you don't have to raise your hand. You're proud, yes, because you're on the other side. Some people aren't raising their hand because they're not on the other side yet, yes? But if you're on the other side, it's okay, right? It's funny now. It ain't funny at the time. And so I'm like, I don't know what to do, and people are looking at me, and they look at you strange when you're getting your car repossessed. And I'm pulling my car seat out. I'm getting all this stuff. It was horrible, but I have no shame. So I looked at the guy. I said, "Can we come in and finish the one-on-one, right?" He's like, "What?" I said, "It doesn't matter. We can go and buy another car." Needless to say, he didn't sign up. He did give me a ride home, though. Okay. He did give me a ride home. And it was a very long ride home. That was the ride home, right? Just like that. So, if you aren't where you want to be, that's a good place to be right now. Because God is a God of second chances. If you are not living loud, that's a good place to be. Because sometimes you have to get angry. You have to get pissed off. You have to face your fears. You have to do a checkup from the neck up and really ask yourself, what is it that you want? Because God is not a respecter of people. If someone has it, so can you. If someone is driving it, so can you. If someone is living it, so can you. If someone is producing it, so can you. If someone has it and is experiencing it, so can you. So I want to talk tonight to those people who are struggling. I want to talk to your spirit tonight. Because these people here, where is it? There you go. These people here, they at one time struggled also. Okay? Wait, let me get this right. Can I go back? No, I'm trying to go back. Can we? There you go. Go back all the way. Go back, 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 back. There you go. Thank you. Richard Branson. Sir Richard Charles Branson started his career at the age of 16. Englishman, entrepreneur, investor, developed and founded the whole Virgin movement, the whole Virgin Group. Net worth $4.2 billion. Usain Bolt, Jamaican native, considered to be the fastest man on this planet. Record holder of the 100, 200, and the 4x100 relay. See, you have what they have. Messi won the FIFA Best Player of the Year at the age of 21. By the age of 27, he has scored more goals than anyone in the history of soccer. Needless to say. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey, in 2012, was considered to be the only African-American billionaire. In 2013, was considered to be the most influential African-American person in the world. Jennifer Lopez, okay? Dancer, fashionista, yes, entrepreneur. And of course, then we have Dr. Joe Wallen. So I want to share with you what they all have in common. I want to share with you three choices that these individuals make every day. Three choices that they've made in their life that has gotten them to where they are today. The first choice is you must choose your words carefully. The word is the double-edged sword. It never comes back void. You can create wealth. You can create happiness. You can create joy. You can create legacy with your words. You can also create frustration. You can also create fears. Caroline Leaf, the author of Switch Your Brain On, she says every night when you go to bed, there's millions and millions and millions of new neurons that are formed waiting for your message, waiting for you to tell them what to do, how to feel, what to say. And they are at your command. They'll do whatever you want. You tell them to do, these neurons. They will behave however you want them to behave. But the minute you wake up, one of the first words is debt. It's bills. I'm late. I can't. I don't speak that way. I don't look that way. I don't dress that way. I've never been a network marketer. Who cares? Who cares if you've never been a network? Who cares if you've never had a downline? You see, you must speak life to yourself. You must speak life to your business. You must speak life to your organization. See, when Corey would call me that first year, he would speak life to me. When Tommy would call me and tell me he would love me, maybe he didn't know me very well, but he spoke hope to me. Does that make sense? So words are powerful. Words will change you immediately. I want you to look at this video and see the power of words and see how words create emotions.
Point values have doubled. Here we go. Top six answers are on the board. Name something that follows the word pork.
Lawn.
Huh?
Lawn. Pork lawn. L-I-O-N, lawn.
Oh.
Pork lawn.
Glad you spelled it. The hell is a pork lawn? I thought you said lawn like the grass outside. I was going, what the hell is a pork lawn? Lawn! Looking for the pork loin.
Yeah.
Joe.
Pork belly.
Pork belly.
We're gonna play.
What am?
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh?
Huh? You pine. Pork pine.
Good answer! Good answer! Woo! Yes! Respect it! Yes! Lunatic!
Pork. He said, Cupine.
Cupine.
What? What is Cupine?
This is the greatest answer I've ever heard.
I feel you. It's number one.
Oh, my mama.
Pow. It's number one. Oh, really? Well, I tell you what, it's going to be number one on YouTube, but
it ain't going to be number one on
there. I bet every dollar I got. You the only person that said Cupine.
Good answer,
Kid.
Oh, man.
Cupid! Good answer!
I've seen that a million times, and I still think it's funny. But that's how some of us are when we're doing one-on-ones. You know, the other person's like, what in the world are you saying? Yes? What? What? The comp plan, you get $500 for a fast life, but I just paid you $4.99. You're going to give me, you know, words are powerful. Choose them wisely. Get trained. Call your upline. That's what we're here for. When you sign somebody up, we are responsible for you. I get calls from people. Doc, what do I do? Call your upline. Call my upline. What do you mean call? Call your upline and demand your upline to help you. That's what we get paid for to do. We don't get paid to walk across the stage and stand on these X's and look nice. We get paid to serve you. That is what a true upline does. A true upline is supposed to serve the downline. What a novel idea. Is that crazy or what? Go and get trained by your upline. My upline's supposed to train me. Yes. Go and get leadership from your upline. They're supposed to give me leadership. Yes. At what time does this supposed to occur? Anytime. You know me, and we don't do this because we're crazy. We do this because this is the only time. I do leadership at 10 p.m. Why? Because people work. I do trainings at 5 o'clock in the morning. Why? Because people work. So they come to the training, and then they go to work. We do presentations and training throughout the entire day. The leader doesn't ask the team to accommodate to them. A true leader accommodates to the organization. See, a real leader will go regardless. Things have changed. According to Eric Ray, we're in our third phase of Ellie and I, we're in our third phase of building an organization. But in our first phase, our first year, it was 7 days a week, 18, 19 hours per day. That's what it takes to raise a community. That's what it takes to create a culture. That's what it takes to monetize a sustainable network marketing organization. You can't do it just on the weekend. You can't do it just when you feel good. Earl Nightingale, the first motivational speaker, 1951, had that LP, The Greatest Secret in the World. And he was talking to this other author. And he asked the author, he says, when do you write? He says, oh, well, I write when I feel like writing. You write when you feel like writing? What's that? He said, when do you write? He said, I write every day, regardless how I feel. See, you got to network market every day, regardless how you feel. You have to be ready every day for those diamonds come into your life. See, diamonds have already walked in and walked out of your life already. You've been at Starbucks thinking about yourself, thinking about your problems, speaking fear into your spirit, and there's a diamond just sitting right there saying, please invite me. Please recruit me. I'll tell everybody about what Dr. Joe Wallach says. But we're so caught up with ourselves. So remember, choose your words wisely. Number two, you got to choose to rise above the pain. Okay? And I'm going to tell you the truth right now. Building a network marketing organization, it takes everything you have. It takes every ounce of energy that you have. And I'm talking to the people that want to build big. Who here wants to build big? Success loves speed. There's no other way to build. And if someone tells you that, they're lying to you. They're just trying to make you feel good. Success loves speed. And if you're going to run hard, it's going to hurt. You're going to have to face pain. You will be rejected. You will be violently opposed. You will be openly humiliated. You will be ridiculed. That's part of the business. But it's your choice. You either endure it for 2 to 3 years or you endure it for the rest of your life. That's your choice. We choose to endure it for 2 to 3 years. And once you get over that 2 to 3 years, things change radically in your life. I promise you. When we started here March 25th, we signed with March 25th, but we really didn't start. We started in September 1st because I was beat up. I was beat up emotionally. I was beat up mentally. I was doubting myself. I had lost some of my identity. That's really, you know, when things happen, you get kind of messed up a little bit. September 1st is when we started. In August, my wife said, we are either going to be in or we are going to be out. The Bible says either be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. Make a decision for your life. Yes. And September 1st of 2012, we chose to rise above the pain. And let me show you what can happen if you rise above the pain.
Nothing good in me. You are love, you are love, on display for all to see. You are light, you are light, when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you have covered all my sins. When my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are light, in you death is lost its sting. To your eyes, I'm running to your eyes. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world forever.
Some of you are so close. Some of you are just running and you're losing energy. Some of you are so close to turning the corner. Your business, you're one person. One person. You get that one person, it'll change your business. Two people change your life. Three people make you a multimillionaire in this industry. You're one person away. There's some people here that I know that they're probably thinking, nah, this is not for me. I can't do this stuff. I'm broke. I'm broken. Right? You can't. You just got to dig deep within yourself. Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit at sea level. If you're boiling water, if you've never seen water boil, and you're boiling water and you're sitting there, and it's 209 or 210 and 211, and you stop the flame because it's not boiling, and you get frustrated. You're stopping the flame because you don't know how close you are. You're stopping the flame because you don't understand that at 212, the water starts changing. The molecules start vibrating a little faster. All it is that you don't know. Ask somebody that knows. Ask somebody that's gone through what you're going through. And they'll tell you that you're closer than you think. I promise you that. I promise you that some of you can come back next year as top producers. Some of you are going to come back as a brand new independent marketing director of the year. Some of you are going to come back debt free next year. But you must claim that right now. You must feel that right now. You must remove yourself from those people that don't believe in you. You must remove yourself from the people that don't, that doubt you. You must remove yourself from those people because you can't afford it right now. See, right now in my life, I don't have anyone in my life that doesn't believe in me. I have completely removed myself from anyone that doubts me because I can't afford that right now. And some of you are still hanging out with those people Some of you are still talking to those people every single day. You're getting those negative calls every single day, thinking, ah, you know what? It's not going to bother me. It affects you and it infects you every day. You will either, those people will either make you victims of your history or you will choose to become a master of your destiny. But you must make that choice right now. The third choice, choose to create a culture. See, we're not in the industry of network marketing. We're in the industry of creating a culture. A culture is created through values and beliefs. And when you have enough people that believe what you believe and value what you value, now you have a culture. There's this captain, Captain William Swenson. He was given the Congressional Medal of Honor in September 8th of 2009. He and a group of soldiers were called to escort some American leaders through Afghanistan. And it was supposed to be a protected area because they were going to go and meet some elders in this village, right? They were going to have some conversations. And Captain Swenson came, and himself, some American soldiers and some Afghan soldiers came in, and they were ambushed in the middle. As they were taken, they were ambushed. And they were surrounded by fire on all three sides, right? He was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor because he fought and he saved his soldiers. He brought back the wounded and he retrieved the dead. But something interesting happened when one of his sergeants was shot in the neck and he was bleeding profusely. Captain Swenson went and he picked him up and he put his hat on his helmet for protection. And he pulled out this really, really bright piece of cloth so that the helicopter can see them. And when the helicopter came down, one of the medics had a GoPro camera, and it was captured on video. And here he comes, Captain Swenson picks him up, puts him in the helicopter. And instead of Captain Swenson getting on, Captain Swenson kisses him on the forehead and goes back for the fallen soldiers. Because that's what a leader does. A leader doesn't leave anyone behind. If you're struggling, and your upline is a leader, they'll pick you up. And if need be, they'll carry you. If they have to resuscitate you, they'll resuscitate you. Yes? See, I wonder, like, where do these people come from? Like, are these Captain Swenson, are they born with, like, two hearts? Are they born with, like, a deeper soul? How do you, because that's some serious emotion. To be able to risk your life, yes? For the life of others. See, in the service, you are awarded by risking your life for those of others. And in business, you are promoted for going over others and risk and saving your own life. Yes? It's really interesting how it's kind of backwards. But what I realized is that I was wrong. These people, these unbelievable people function from that point. Not because of who they are, but because of the environment they create. You see? And what I've learned is that when you create that environment, you too can be a Captain Swenson. And the cool thing about it is that others in your organization can be a Captain Swenson also. So if we think about this and we go back to the beginning of mankind, we created social circles, right? Because there was danger back then, years, thousands of years ago, there was danger. Lack of resources, lack of food, lack of knowledge. So we would create social circles with people that we shared commonality with. And we trusted them. So we felt safe. You see, when you have a culture and you have people who believe what you believe and value what you value, that will inherently build trust and cooperation. But I can't make you trust your downline. I can't make you trust your upline, because trust and cooperation is a feeling. And it only comes about by you risking your life, per se, by you serving more than they're willing to give at that moment. See, when you sign somebody up, it's going to be unfair. It's going to be uneven, because you're going to have to do more for that person at that moment. But if you do, they'll possibly take care of you for the rest of their life. Check this out.
That Swenson, the one without a helmet, while bullets flew all around.
Everybody was taking fire. The whole valley was just a giant ambush. It was crazy.
Sergeant Kevin Durst of the California National Guard was crew chief of a medevac helicopter which flew into that Afghan valley more than 4 years ago. Both he and the pilot recorded the battle with cameras attached to their helmets, producing this dramatic video which only now is coming to light. Durst first spotted Swenson from the air.
We saw him because he laid down with a panel marker. It's a bright orange panel. He was laying on his back and it was on his chest, so we could see him.
That panel also made him an easier target for the enemy shooting down from three sides. Sergeant First Class Kenneth Westbrook had been hit in the throat and was bleeding to death. Swenson and a medic helped Westbrook to the helicopter. Then, amid the hell of combat, something beautiful happened.
Sergeant Westbrook kind of leaned down and Captain Swenson kind of leaned down, and they kind of looked at each other, and it appeared that they were talking, but Captain Swenson kissed him on the forehead and then tapped the side of his head.
Stop the action and you can see it clearly.
It was the brotherhood. It was, your buddy is getting put onto a medevac.
After loading Westbrook aboard the medevac, Swenson went back into the battle. When Durst and his medevac team returned to pick up more casualties, they found Swenson further up the valley, even more exposed to enemy fire, aiding wounded Afghan soldiers and searching for four missing Americans.
He did things that nobody else would ever do, and he did it for his guys and for everybody on the ground to get them out.
Durst's medevac left before Swenson performed his final act of courage, going forward under fire to recover the bodies of those four missing Americans. The Army's official account makes no mention of the kiss Swenson gave his doomed sergeant. But that one act explains everything about why soldiers fight. They fight for each other.
You see, we have a... Yes. See, we had somebody fighting for us 40 years ago. This gentleman was fighting for us before some of you were even born. We had someone, I mean, you can't even imagine what this person went through 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, so we can have a better life today. Sometimes I ask myself, why do I have so much conviction in what I do? It's not because I know every single mineral or vitamin or ingredients in that BTT. I don't know. I don't know everyone. And if, don't ask me either. I don't even know them in my own product. So I don't know them. Yes. But you know what? I don't need to know them. You know why? Because I trust my leader. See, and when I trust our leader, your leader, Dr. Joe Wallach, yes, when you trust him, then you will naturally cooperate with him. See, he has sacrificed a life so you can have life. See, he has given up so we can go up. See, he has missed things in his life so we can have a better life. And that is why I'm telling you, there may be, I don't know, 2,000 people in this room, but shame on us, because no one has a leader like Dr. Joe Wallach. No one has a story in the industry of network marketing or health like Dr. Joe Wallach. Shame on us that we don't have 20,000 people in this room. Shame on us that we didn't tell everybody in our communities. Shame on us that there's people in our own organization that didn't show up. But it's not going to happen again. I promise you that. Because we, as a culture, as a community, as a longevity family, we're going to make sure that that 90 for life message will be heard across the entire world. Yes or no? Yeah. Yes or no? Yeah. Yes or no? Yeah. I just want you to know that the trust, the faith, and the belief that we have in Dr. Joe Wallach and his message is unwavering. And it will continue to be unwavering until every single spirit, until every single soul in the world has been touched by 90 for Life. It is a privilege and an honor for me to serve this man right here. Thank you so much, and God bless you.